tuning in to After Dark with Robin Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel, along with streaming on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please be sure to search for America Out Loud. In addition to that, we are available on AmericaOutLoud.news, which has thousands of podcasts and articles. It's updated all the time. You guys definitely want to check it out if you have not done so already. Definitely looking forward to the show tonight with Rob. We've got a lot to discuss. I know this is only, I believe, my second appearance this week. I always thank the co-hosts, BB Diamond and Heather Robinson, for filling in. Rob, we saw the big deal about the bloodbath statement from President Trump, which was completely taken out of context, which we are used to with Trump. The media spun this, the Democrats spun this, like President Trump was calling for political violence. And that guy, Gray Beyond Media, whoever runs that account, Tom Elliott, I think is his Twitter account, put together a several-minute clip of Democrats using the term bloodbath. And literally in the definition of bloodbath, it refers to an auto industry crash. Even unreasonable people have come out and corrected the fake news media on this because it's just completely ridiculous. And it's just so clear what they're doing. They're just trying to smear Trump any way that they can. And quite frankly, Rob, I don't think it's going to work this time around. The American people have seen too much of it. As I keep saying over the weeks, the Democrats are overplaying their hand. You've got patriots in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, all these swing states who have had enough of Joe Biden and are ready to come out and vote for Donald Trump, not in a violent way like the fake news media tries to portray anybody who supports Trump. Rob, how are you doing tonight? And what were your thoughts on this overblown bloodbath controversy?
Andrew, I'm doing great. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in tonight. And as you said, we've got a lot to talk about. But I also want to thank, as you mentioned, our co-host that were standing in when you weren't available, Heather Robinson of the New York Post and BB Diamond of our Urban Story, because we know that whenever they come on, they always bring in Heather with her analysis of her familiarity with Israel, being a Jewish American, and BB Diamond, her coming in talking about the Black family from a Black woman's perspective and how to save the Black family. So we always enjoy when they come on. And when you do hear that they're on, I would encourage you to catch that podcast every chance you can and share. We can't say that enough, especially given today's politics. I mean, Andrew, it's just unbelievable at how the left-wing media dominate the outflow of information and the indoctrination of it. And I remember Biden once in his earlier on his administration wanted to have a minister of truth to censor information. And you see right now before the Supreme Court is a case about the government, the White House, getting in contact with social media and telling them what to report on. Now, this is extremely dangerous. And Heather and I spoke a little bit about this last night, but I just want to cover it just a little bit, especially what's going on with the statement, Trump's statement, that the media has turned into. He's saying that there is going to be all this violence if he isn't elected. So you have them bringing this court case. I think it was the attorney generals of Missouri and Louisiana questioning the government being able to go in and tell the social media platforms, you need to take down information when people were talking against COVID and saying, well, we don't believe this, and take all this down as if though the government wants to control what you're thinking. And when you look at what's happening in today's society, Andrew, that's pretty much what's happening. The left has taken control of many of our institutions, especially our school systems, especially the media, and they're telling us what to think with their propaganda. They're telling us what's good and what's right and what's bad and what's not. And it's all according to what they're looking at. That's dangerous. That's a communist way of governing. That's Russia. We would expect that from Russia from the Chinese, but you have these ultra-liberal individuals, these hoity-toity elitists that are saying that this is okay. No matter where you turn, people seem to be okay with this, and this is dangerous. And I was listening to the questions that the Supreme Court had for these attorneys that were arguing this case, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, the only black woman on the court, well, I don't know if I should say she's a woman because she mentioned during one of the hearings, her confirmation hearing, when Marsha Blackburn asked her to define a woman, and she behaved as though she couldn't. She didn't know what it was. She acted as if though Marsha Blackburn was speaking foreign. So I'm thinking, all she had to do was say, was a woman is an adult female, or I'm a woman, my mother is a woman, I'm raising two women. But she didn't know what it was. So she's listening to this converse, this this these attorneys plead their case about the government censorship, basically. And her line of questioning was so just completely out of basis. And she's saying, well, what if there's a situation whereby the government needs to come in and control what's out there? And I thought, what does the Constitution say about free speech? It was like she was as if though she was knew nothing about that. And then you have Sonia Sotomayor, who, by the way, and Heather and I mentioned this last night, that the left, they're trying to boot her off the court because she's about to turn 70. And I guess she's frail. And they're afraid that if they don't replace her soon, the next president, which hopefully is Trump, will put in someone else from the right. And he's got to put someone else who's, I mean, a constitutionalist, because I question some of the folks that are there now, although they're conservatives, but I question them. But and I think, well, I think what has happened, Andrew, is that they become so fearful of the left and their scare tactics, because these guys are dangerous. Do not doubt me when I say it. They are dangerous. They get away, literally, Andrew, with murder. They will get away with it. You look at how they put people in jail. You look at Daniel Penny, who wrestled a possibly a killer on a train. The guy dies, and then they're going to indict him. And then fast forward a couple of weeks ago, Andrew, you had a shooting on the train, the New York subway. A black guy shot another guy. He got off. They said it was self-defense. So they will get away with murder. You look at what happened to Lake and Riley. This guy should have been in jail. He was out after I think he had molested a child, an illegal alien, of course. They will get out, they will commit crimes, and they will get out. So I see why, in a way, the Supreme Court, they're kind of timid in their rulings because we know that the Attorney General and the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, isn't going to protect them because 2 summers ago, he wasn't protecting them when they had all of these protests outside of their homes, and that's against the statute. They're not supposed to be there. But Merrick Garland made it commonplace that it's okay for you to go there and protest. Because I'm not on the Supreme Court. The Republicans kept me from being on it, so I'm going to allow you to terrorize these justices. So a way I kind of see what they're doing, but then too, if you can't handle the job, you step down. You allow someone who can handle the job. So going back to Ketanji Brown Jackson and her line of questioning, and I said, oh my gosh, this is scary. Because they could literally come back and say, yes, the government can control it. They can control social media. They can go in and tell them to take this down, take this off. They can censorship. You can kick people off your platform. That's the threat to democracy. And if they rule that way, Andrew, it's over. Our democracy is over. We can hang it up. We no longer have the United States of America. We have the ununified States of America. And then we should just split it up left and right. Because I think that's what we're headed toward if Joe Biden steals this election. And yes, I'm saying steal it. But going back to the statement that Trump made that everyone is trying to say, oh, this was wrong. And look, he was saying there's a bloodbath. No, he didn't. He was talking about the automobile industry and how China is getting ready to put a plant in Mexico, an automobile plant to take jobs from America. In our own backyard, China is doing this. Well, how is China able to do this? Well, look no further than Joe Biden and Hunter Biden right now on the Hill testifying. We have the Congress Judiciary Committee. They're bringing Hunter Biden business partners to testify about the big guy. And during the testimony, one of the gentlemen, Tony Bobulinski, just blew the cover off of all of this and was saying that, yes, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, they were having deals with Ukraine, with Russia, and China. So how do we think China's going to Mexico? Well, it's because of something that Joe Biden has done, looking the other way, and our jobs will go there. But we're not supposed to say anything about it. But they can blow this thing up out of the water. But what Trump said, that if I am not elected, and if China is able to build this plant in Mexico, and I'm not able to put tariffs on them, taxes on them, it will be a bloodbath in the industry. That's what he said. He didn't equivocate. He said that. He said nothing about him not being elected and that people are going to protest about that. Nothing about it. But the bloodbath currently on the streets, Andrew, is from Americans. Americans' blood being spilled on the streets thanks to the no bail, no jail, letting illegals come across the border, allowing them to kill Americans. The criminal activity that we see on our streets on a daily basis, Americans are being killed. That's the bloodbath. And that is the bloodbath caused by the Democrat Party. But no one wants to see that. The media doesn't want to see that. They want to spin it. Oh, Trump, he said there's going to be a bloodbath if we don't elect him. Well, let's say if he did say that, then maybe we should elect him so that there wouldn't be a bloodbath. But he didn't say that. And see, they control the media and they can put anything they want out there. And that is the reason why it's so dangerous, this ruling that's going before the Supreme Court. Because if they rule the wrong way, it's over. The Democrats will be able to put stories like that in the media, on social media, change it up, say this right here. And you will never know the truth. You will never know that your government is lying to you. I've said this before, Andrew. I've always believed that our government had our best interests at heart. I no longer believe that. After the 2020 election, I started to doubt it. Seriously, the way the government has been behaving under this current regime. Look at our Department of Justice. Weaponized, our justice system weaponized against Biden's political opponent because they don't want Trump to win. They're terrified. They're afraid that he is going to get back into the White House, and he should. So they're doing everything they can to demonize him. That is the reason why they went out saying, oh, Trump says there's a bloodbath. There's going to be a bloodbath. Oh, how could he say that on all of the network stations, Washington Post, New York Times, LA Times, they were all saying that Trump said there's going to be a bloodbath. But you look at what the Democrats have said about a bloodbath. Look at what they said about violence. You look at what Nancy Pelosi said during the 2020 election, that people should be out on the streets. She doesn't know why people aren't out in the streets protesting. Ayanna Pressley said that we could afford a little discomfort during the George Floyd riots. Eric Holder told a group of people, kick them when they're down. That's what we should do. We kick them when they're down. Maxine Waters saying that you go around a group of, you see someone that supports Trump, you go around them and you say you're not welcome. She even said, Maxine Waters, during an award ceremony, that she felt so empowered that she would go up to the White House and take Trump out. Keith Olbermann said just the other day that someone should assassinate Trump so that he cannot become the president. A commentator on fake news CNN said that Trump needs a bullet to the head. And when Trump was elected, in 2016, in New York City, they had a play in Central Park mimicking Caesar, the death of Caesar, and the character was Trump, and they were stabbing Trump. No one said anything about it. They laughed about it. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Where were the judges? Why weren't they coming out saying, wait, this is wrong? Where was the Department of Justice? Why weren't they going knocking on people's doors and saying, what did you say? Johnny Depp even said, has anyone killed the president lately? Madonna said during the March on Washington for women's rights or abortion, she's thought about going to the White House and burning it down. Now, how are we to know that they were joking? We should take them seriously. If you're going to take Trump seriously, then take them seriously. But no one has been held accountable. No one. And they always tell us, well, you got to be careful because you might have some wackos out there who take this seriously. Well, everything that I just said that the left has said should be taken seriously. Remember, Steve Scalise was shot, almost killed during a congressional baseball game. The person who did it was a Bernie Sanders supporter. And people will say, oh, you can't blame this on Bernie Sanders supporter. Don't say it. You've had some people on the right to say the same thing, Andrew. And I say, forget about that. We need to blame them because they are a dangerous group. And they have proven it time after time after time. You look at what happened during the George Floyd death, the riots, burning down federal buildings, police officers burning them down. Security guards were killed. And no one said anything about it. They even threatened to attack the White House. And the media thought it was funny because they had to take Trump to a Lord Bunker's in the White House. Oh, ha, 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 ha. He was afraid. And I thought, are you serious? And you have judges that are looking at this and are seemingly okay with it. But they're quick to go after the Jan 6 protesters. Let's throw them in jail, keep them in jail. And not a judge sitting on the bench is going to call this out because it's wrong. Years from now, look at how our children will look at how we behaved, how we responded at a time of crises, when we could have stood up and been better, when we could have stood up and said, this is who we are as an American. We don't have to agree with this. Trump is being persecuted right now in the media by our justice system. And not one judge, Andrew, will stand up and say, I don't care if they haven't brought this before us. I'm going to put an opinion. I'm going to write an opinion in a newspaper, and I'm going to call these judges out. I'm going to call out Letitia James because this is wrong. The Eighth Amendment speaks out against unusual punishment and fines, excessive fines. Are we supposed to just overlook that and pretend it didn't exist? Well, that's what the left wants, because they want us to get rid of the Constitution. So when you have judges who are sitting back and seeing this and not saying anything, I guess they want the Constitution to be trounced on also. Peter Navarro went to jail, to prison. Well, he didn't testify before Congress, and they held him in contempt of Congress. And no one has ever gone to prison for that. You didn't have to like what he did. You can say that it's wrong, but to allow him to go to prison knowing that that was wrong, and you have John Roberts of the Supreme Court says, I don't want to hear the case. We are at a dangerous point in society, in our history. And we need judges who are going to stand up for the Constitution, regardless as to who's going to say what, and call this out. So when all of these so-called lefties jump on Trump for saying bloodbath, and they say nothing about Chuck Schumer, who's calling for the prime minister of Israel to be overthrown, Heather and I spoke about this last night, he's going to stand up and say it, and no one says anything about it. You got Joe Biden agreeing with him, saying, oh, that's okay. But you have the rest of them attacking Trump, misquoting him, to say that he's calling for a bloodbath in the streets if he doesn't become president. Did we see a bloodbath in the streets when he didn't become president, when they stole the election in 2020? You saw all these buildings bordering up their buildings? Well, they were doing it because they were afraid that if he got it, Democrats would burn things down, as they did during the George Floyd riots. You see, they so carefully turn the narrative, switch the narrative up, and make it seem as if, though, it's the right. But in actuality, it's them. They're the ones who are promoting a bloodbath. They're the ones who are promoting terroristic activity against the high courts, against anyone who doesn't agree with them. They are the threat to democracy. They're the danger, not the right. We uphold the law, but they don't care about the law. And they never cared about the law. And they don't want to care about the law. And they want you to think that they do, but they don't. This is a dangerous group of people, extremely dangerous. And we need to start calling them out for who they are and what they are. Because if we allow them to continue doing what they're doing, we will not have a society. We will not have a democracy, because they will tear it down. And as you look around, you see it happening day in and day out, and they're not being held accountable. There is no accountability, and no one seems to care. That is the reason why we on the right have to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and making certain that we do not give in to what they're doing, Andrew.
Yeah, very well said. You guys are tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
In 2008, people could spend an average of 12 seconds on a task without becoming distracted. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds. The digital age is narrowing our attention span. Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus, concentrate longer, and strengthen recall. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top, shoot it down. Thousands of five-star reviews proves it works. Supercharge your brain and see the difference. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
We are back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, continuing our discussion about the bloodbath that's upcoming in November. Of course, we mean that in the non-violent sense, but maybe they'll try and cancel us next. But hey, maybe they already did cancel us and we've ended up on... fortunate enough to be on America Out Loud, since we've been pretty much banned on all social media platforms at one point or another. Rob, we got to be one of the most banned conservative shows out there, I'd say. I mean, we've been kicked off of YouTube, we've been kicked off Twitter, pretty much every platform. But luckily, America Out Loud doesn't believe in that kind of censorship, so we're still around here, been doing our show for years. As I always say, you can head on over to AmericaOutLoudNews.news, hit that drop-down menu, go to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and you can get our full archive of shows, hundreds of shows from us alone. So you guys want to check that out if you have not done so already, and we always appreciate it when you listen and share on social media. Thank you so much for all the support. Elon Musk apparently is seeing what's going on, saying that we need a red wave in November or our country is doomed. And of course, the liberal Democrats were having a meltdown over that as well, saying, oh, this guy says that we need somebody that's nonpartisan and not biased running Twitter. And look at how conservative this guy is. Rob, what do you make of Elon Musk admitting that we need a red wave?
No, Andrew, I agree with Elon Musk. We do need a red wave. I also agree with what you said about us being banned on all these different platforms. And that just brings to mind this whole thing with Google and what people have been saying about Google. Google is a threat to democracy, just like TikTok. Now, we spoke about this before. I'm not on TikTok, but I don't want TikTok to be banned unless they sell it to an American. I don't want China having anything to do with it, ByteDance. Now, that's a threat in itself, because if, let's say, we have some liberal person buying it, like Jeff Zucker or Google, then we're back to where we started from, because they're going to censor everything that you do. One of the most unique things about TikTok is that there's no censorship. And I never realized that. The downside is that all your information is going to China, not that your information that Google has isn't going to China. But Google is a threat because they censor what you have access to. It just goes back to what we were saying during the first block about the government and how there is a lawsuit against the government from the attorney generals of Missouri and Louisiana, saying that the government has been trying to control social media with the access of information that's put out there. Well, Google is doing the same thing. And Google is doing it by the searches. If you were to search for something about Joe Biden, let's say Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the laptop, you would get every other story besides that story. Now, it will eventually come up, but it would require you to do a lot of different links here and tagging there and going here and there that you would probably give up. So it begs the question, well, who could buy Google? You know, of course, people would think Elon Musk, he bought Twitter. But Elon Musk can only do so much to save our democracy, Andrew. I'm sure that there are other deep pocket billionaires that could save the democracy, that could come in and say, okay, well, we're going to put together a consortium and we're going to buy TikTok. And we're going to make certain that TikTok is open and people able to use it the way they should. Because when you look at it, Andrew, I mean, this is all just coming to head now with the censorship of Twitter and how Twitter censored conservatives. And we always said they were doing it. And they lied about it and said, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. And to me, Andrew, no one has been held accountable. No one has been held accountable for what they did to conservatives. I know Elon Musk has it, but still there are people who aren't allowed on the platform. If you're going to have free speech, it doesn't matter what a person says, they should be able to be on the platform. There's porn on the platform. I remember when I was on there, people would send me these nasty things because I was a conservative. They never got banned. They're still there. So why is it that you're taking conservatives off? Well, you broke our rules and whatever. And if I'm thinking, well, if a person doesn't want someone following them, then you block them. I remember Trump blocked someone. Then you had a crazy judge come in and say, oh, you can't block them. What? If I don't want them to follow me, I should be able to block them. You go somewhere else. I'm not stopping your free speech. I just don't want to hear what you have to say. You see, the left has just changed the definition. They've changed the way we view things, and people are going along with it. I mean, our democracy, our country, our reasonability, things that make sense, they're changing it like they want to say that men can have babies. Men can't have babies. And I would go a step farther, Andrew, and I would say, all of these women who've decided, I'm a man now, and decided to take all these testosterone pills and whatnot to make themselves look like a man, but they decided to keep their reproductive organs, if they had a kid, I would take the kid. Because you're now confusing the kid. I cannot believe that judges are allowing these individuals who are mentally unstable to go around saying they're a man, looking like a man. I'm a man who had a baby. No, you're not. And we shouldn't have to play along with that. But this is where we are in our society. This is where we are. And then they can go out on these social media platforms and post all this crazy propaganda, and no one stops them. They just let them go on and on and on. So I say that just to go back to Elon Musk's point that our country is doomed if there isn't a red wave. It's doomed. I don't care what anyone says, we are doomed if we don't have that red wave. And Elon Musk can't be the savior. There are so many other people who could step up. I get it. As I said in the first block, they're afraid because the liberal, these are some ruthless terrorists. Let's just call them for who they are. And if you don't abide by their rules, they will come after you with vengeance and they will do you harm. They will take away your livelihood. They will cancel you completely, and no one will do anything about it. They'll just sit there and watch. As I mentioned during the first block, you look at what's happening to Trump. Letitia James is trying to steal this man's property. You would think a judge would step in and say, you are abusing the law. This is not constitutional. And then they're saying, well, you can't even go to an appeals court unless you put up a certain amount of money. That shouldn't even be allowed. If a person wants to appeal, regardless as to how you feel about the appeal, they fill out an application, they submit a $20 fee, and they appeal. It shouldn't be, oh, well, you got to submit $100,000, or you got to submit this amount. This makes no sense. Are we actually looking at our laws? And just speaking about the laws, Andrew, I don't know if you heard about this or not. There's a wackadoodle liberal judge in Chicago who recently ruled that illegals should be allowed to have a gun. Now, hear me out here. This is in liberal Chicago. Ruled that an illegal alien should be allowed to have a gun. And I want to go into the identity politics because she's a black woman and she's probably woke. She may even be a lesbian. But I think she got in trouble before for something. I didn't have a chance to look her up. But this was the ruling. Now, here's a kicker, Andrew. They're telling Americans, you shouldn't have guns, and we're going to take your guns. But then for an illegal alien, they're telling them, you can have a gun. You see why it's so important that we fight for gun rights? You see why it's so important that we know exactly what our so-called leaders are doing? We've said this before. They will take your gun and then give the guns, put the guns in the hands of people who shouldn't have them, and then force you to submit. Do not doubt me when I say this. Do not doubt me. This is a reality that could be coming. Why would a judge say that an illegal can have a gun while the other lefties are trying to take your gun, while they're allowing criminals to come in at the border? Venezuela says that they're going to release their prisoners and let them come to America. Look at what's happening in Haiti. They're sending ships of Haitians here, and Ron DeSantis said, I'm going to send them back, and rightfully so. Or if they come here, I'm going to send them to Martha's Vineyard. And he should. Let them camp out at Barack Obama's mansion. Notice what's happening here. And you have people. I don't like Trump. Why do? Well, he's some of the things he says. Yeah, but Biden says that he's going to save you, and he's not saving you. He's killing you. So you'd rather be killed? Listen to someone who's going to kill you? Really? This is unreal that this is happening here in America. Would have never thought that this great country would be falling down because a few people say, oh, well, we're all immigrants. And we're all, when I hear that, I'm like, please stop it. Stop. Well, we're all, stop it. You can go to any country and say that. The original people aren't there. There are other people that came in and camped out. But to say because we're all immigrants, everyone should get a chance to come here, regardless of our immigration laws, we don't need them. Just let the country burst at the seams. And when they come, they'll have more rights than you as an American. I saw the other day, Andrew, I think it was in Boston, no, California, that they are allowing a woman who is over the elections. I think they gave her a commissioner seat. I'm looking up right now because I have so many notes here. They are allowing her to be over. Yeah, here it is right here. They're allowing this woman. This is in California, and she's Chinese. San Francisco election commissioner swears in non-citizens not allowed to vote. Now, she's going to be over voting, and she's not allowed to vote because she's not an American. Go figure. Now, what you bet, she's going to allow everyone else who's not an American citizen to vote. And then you'd have the Democrats talking about, oh, well, they don't want black people to vote. But you're going to allow someone like this to be over the election committee. It's like you can't make this up. We are the laughingstock of the world here in America. Where we once held laws, rules, and it was so tight, but Barack Obama messed it all up. We will rue the day this man was ever let in the White House. We will rue the day that people looked at him and said, oh, well, he's a nice looking fella. Oh, we like him. Let him come in. We will rue the day, not that we're not ruining the day now. Because he brought in chaos. He brought in an un-American attitude. Now, that attitude was already, you know, underground, bubbling up. But even more so now. It's like, it's okay to say, I hate America. It's okay to be un-American. And to say, make America great again, oh, you're a white nationalist, you're a white supremacist. No, you're not. You're an American, and you care about the country. That's who you are. That red wave cannot get here soon enough. And do not doubt me when I say it will not be a cakewalk in the park, because the Democrats are going to try and pull every stunt they can. You look at what they did during the Biden's address, State of the Union address, pumped him up, gave him Adderall and everything else. He was yelling and shouting. And now that he's on the so-called campaign trail, he's completely lost. Fumbling again. He was on stage, wandering around in the rain. He was giving a speech and focused in on a baby saying, well, I don't know about you, but this baby's got my attention. And then he's no longer wearing wingtip shoes. He's wearing Hokas. I got to admit, Andrew, I've got a couple of Hokas and they are hands down. They are the best sneakers out there. I have had tried Under Armour. I've tried Nikes. I have a couple pair of ACs that are good. But Andrew, Hokas, it's like you're walking on clouds. I am sure you've heard of that before, but they are so comfortable. I just bought another pair tonight. They are so comfortable. Have you ever worn them?
I haven't worn them. Have you worn the Trump sneaker? Does it compete with that in comfort?
I have not worn the Trump sneaker. I thought about getting a pair, but they're bloody expensive. But I think it's worth it's an investment because I think years from now they will be expensive.
Yeah, the
You got people
gold.
that are poo-pooing on them, but I'm like, no.
Yeah,
It
actually,
will.
the ones that aren't gold, I mean, those ones are okay for some people, but the other ones, the red ones, didn't look too bad to me. They're not too over the top or anything like that. Did you see the red ones
I only
coming
saw the
out?
gold ones, but Andrew, even the gold ones aren't bad because they have a pair of Nike gold sneakers. I don't know why people are trying to attack them. It's just because it's Trump. They're mad that Joe Biden didn't come up with it or Hunter Biden didn't come up with it for a money-making scheme. That's it. But the Hokas, I mean, I don't knock Joe for wearing the Hokas, but he's wearing the Hokas because he can't walk. All this time they were saying that he was okay. And Andrew, come on. I said this earlier on. I said there's something wrong with his gait, the way he's walking. Finally, earlier this year, they admitted it. Now they have him in Hokas, hoping that he won't stumble. But I mean, they are comfortable shoes, but they're kind of clunky, it seems. When you put them on, it looks like Bozo shoes. I had to get used to them because I'm like, wow, this is like Bozo shoes. But as far as comfort, they're extremely comfort, but the rubber bottom, they're grounded, but I mean, the friction on it, you can very easy, if you don't step, raise your leg up, you can trip. But hey, hats off to Joe for getting him some Hokas.
Yeah, hats off to him. A great spot where you could find not Hokus, but some great merchandise would be AmericaOutloud.shop. If you're trying to get some great gifts, some great reading material, head on over to AmericaOutloud.shop. So many books that have been written by people who have appeared on America Out Loud. You really get part of the proceeds when you support them. So this helps a lot of people when you go to the AmericaOutloud.shop. A lot of these independent journalists out here working for just the love of breaking the news, covering the news media. So when you support them in any way, like by buying books on AmericaOutloud.shop or anything else, we definitely appreciate it. We'll be right back with more America Out Loud After Dark with Robin Andrew.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
So, Andrew, as we opened up the show talking or saying that there's a lot of news that's transpired these past couple of days, one of the things that I definitely want to talk about before we end the last half of the show is Mike Pence. Mike Pence is back in the headline because he's decided to come out and say that he is not going to endorse Trump. He's not going to support Trump for the president. Now, I find this rather interesting because he's also said, Mike Pence, that he's extremely proud of the record that he and Trump have when they were both president, you know, working for the country. But now, fast forward, he can't support Trump because he sees Trump is going in a different direction. And my question to Mike Pence is, so who are you going to support? He'll probably say, I'm not going to support anyone. So in essence, by not going out to vote, by not supporting anyone, I'm not going to say supporting anyone, but voting, because you can still vote. But by not voting, you in essence are voting for Biden and his policies. The same thing with Asa Hutchinson, who was running for the president. No one knew who he was, and he didn't get any delegates. So he's voting for Joe Biden. The same thing with Nikki Haley. The same thing with Chris Christie and all these other never Trumpers who feel as if they'll, oh, I'm doing something great because I am not going to support Trump. And who will you vote for? I don't know, but I'm not going to support him. Okay, you don't know, but you're saying you're not going to support Trump. So you're saying you're going to support Joe Biden, because by saying that, you're telling other people, other voters or independents, oh, don't support him because I'm not going to support him. So you're willing to have 4 more years of Joe Biden so that he can continue destroying the country. And I don't care how many times people say, oh, well, he won't be that bad. You know, we'll get over this and we'll get another president within the next 4 years. Right. A lot of people said that this time. And look at what happened. We said, oh, it won't be that bad. Joe has changed the fundamental makeup of this country with our Justice Department, with our schools. He has changed it. The left, they have changed it. So you guys are okay with that. And Mike Pence seems to be like happy when I am not going to support. I just can't in good faith. Well, here's the deal. Mike Pence screwed up. Let's just be honest. I'm sure Mike Pence is a nice man, but he screwed up. I would say another word, but I can't say it on the air, and it starts with an F. But he screwed up, because after the Democrats stole the election for Joe Biden, Mike Pence came out and said, I have heard your concerns. I too question what happened. And tomorrow, meaning the day that they were supposed to certify the votes, your voices would be heard. No one to this day, Andrew, to my knowledge, has ever put the question to Mike Pence, what did you mean by that? When you uttered those words, that you two had concerns and that their voices would be heard, what exactly were you talking about? What was going to be heard? No one has put that to the former vice president. And I think it's high time that someone ask him, play the tape and say, what did you mean? Please explain. I don't think you'll have an answer, Andrew.
Yeah, he has absolutely no spine to come out and say that he's not going to endorse President Trump after President Trump put this guy on the map. I mean, who had ever really cared about Mike Pence besides his family before President Trump brought him into the limelight? And this is the way that a lot of Trump associates have went out. They turn their back on him. They write books. Obviously, Mike Pence might be coming to the realization that his political career is over. So he's going to start hedging his bets to get on fake news CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News. As long as he's bashing President Trump, all these media outlets are going to continue to bring him on, and he'll continue to promote books and other things. And I have a feeling he's not done by a long shot. He's just going to continue to be a thorn in President Trump's side, just bringing up falsehoods and act like he was some kind of dictator. He's just going to try and totally rewrite history, when the truth is Trump made Mike Pence, and he's just another disloyal, ungrateful traitor, as far as I'm concerned. And you're right. He's never been asked a question about his statements that our voices will be heard. He was pretty much pro the election being stolen, it seemed like, up until that day. Then all of a sudden, his tune completely changed. Obviously, someone got a hold of Mike Pence, and he didn't have the Constitution himself to stand strong. And we've seen that since then, that the guy's just weak.
Yeah, it does beg the question, who got to Mike Pence? And it got Mike Pence to come out with all this craziness. The same thing with Asa Hutchinson, who said that he's not going to endorse Trump. I think a lot of these individuals are mad and angry. I do believe that a lot of liberal billionaires are mad that Trump was able to best a lot of them and become president. And because they tried it and they see how difficult it is, they don't want him back in there. I mean, the derision, the things that they say about Trump, he's bad. He's a racist. He's a this, he's a that. And it's like, come on, you guys did business with him. And his personality is just typical of a New Yorker, full of bluster, but the heart is in the right place. And Trump proved that with his policies. So when Mike Pence, the likes of Mike Pence and Asa Hutchinson come out, they say, well, we're not going to endorse him because we feel that he's promoting division and he's this. It's like, come on, what are you guys going to do? You don't have a personality. You don't have the support. Get behind the person who's going to win and take back the White House. Mitch McConnell has endorsed him. John Thune has endorsed him. And if you're not going to, just be quiet. And if you're not going to, don't even go on the media and try to have a conversation, because you know they're going to ask you, are you going to endorse him? They know that's going to happen. So shame on you, Mike Pence. Shame on you. You stepped into this, you created this, and now you want to behave as though you're so self-righteous. I mean, this is how Republicans harm themselves, as opposed to just saying, okay, didn't like what happened, didn't like that he didn't, you know, come around and, you know, congratulate Biden and, you know, doing the trade-off, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. What the path that Biden has taken us down now is extremely dangerous. We won't have a country if he stays there. And that is what a lot of Democrats, especially the media, are counting on. Like when Nikki Haley finally gave through in the towel and said, well, Mr. President, you've now got to work for my voters, as opposed to saying, I want my voters to get behind you. It's over. That was the best course of action, considering everything that's going on. And when you look at what's happening, I would think that these Republicans would be out in force saying, calling out these judges, these attorney generals, every day they should be saying what they're doing is wrong. What they're doing is wrong. This is not how we behave in America. This is not how our laws are supposed to work. But no one is saying it. They're all quiet. The judges should be out. I don't want them telling me, well, we don't want them to look. We don't want it to seem as if we're on Trump's side. No, you're on the side of the truth. There's only one side, and that's the side of the truth. And standing back and allowing this to happen, to rip the country apart, which is what they're doing, Andrew. They are ripping the country apart. They're tearing us apart by allowing this to continue. I don't care if you don't like Trump. What is happening is wrong. If Trump was a Democrat, I would say the exact same thing. It is wrong. We do not weaponize our justice system to go after individuals. We don't go back and try to recreate laws just to go after a single person. And that's evident yesterday, during the House hearing, when Tony Bobulinski was being questioned by AOC, and she was asking him, rather foolishly, I might say, add, did you see the president commit a crime? And he said, well, no, that's a yes or no, did you? And he said, yes. What crime? Specifically, RICO. Oh, that's not a crime. That's a category. What? Are you serious? Well, what are they charging Trump with in Georgia? RICO violation, racketeering. So she just admitted that it's not a crime. So if that's true there, it should be true in Trump's case. You see, this the same thing with the classified documents. Robert Hur said that I'm not going to bring charges because he's an elderly man. I can't find the conviction. Well, Trump is an elderly man also. And the media is trying to say that Trump has a mental issue. So you're going to say it for one, but not for the other. Look at the contradiction that's staring us in our faces. And no one wants to call it out. You would think that the media would say, wait a minute, you're saying one person, it's okay to say that he's old and forgetful. But then when it comes to his opponent, who you've been saying is old and forgetful too, you're going to go ahead and say, well, we're going to still prosecute him. Although we keep telling that he's old and forgetful, we're going to still prosecute him. And along those same lines, you've been saying, oh, well, you know, he's broke. Trump doesn't have any money. He's not a billionaire. But then you're going to come back and say, oh, he has some money. He just doesn't want to put those properties up. It's like, which one is it? And you have a complicit media that sits there. They see all this and they laugh about it. They think that it's funny. Ha, 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 we got it. But you keep saying the opposite. You have this Judge Aragon who said that Trump inflated his property values. Okay, then if that's the case, Mr. Judge, why are you leveling a fine that he can't pay? And you just said his properties aren't worth it. I mean, Andrew, does this make sense to you? This is crazy. They're saying that his property is not worth what it was estimated as being worth. Now, you've had all these people to come in and say no one was harmed, a victimless crime, but then you're going to set a bail, a fine so high, so astronomical high. Well, let's see if he can pay it. Then if he can't pay it, you'll say, oh, no, he can do it. He just doesn't want to do it. But then the same breath, you're going to say, see, he doesn't have any money.
Yeah, did you see that even ultra-liberal Mark Cuban came out and fast tiny hands Ted Lieu, because Ted Lieu was talking about how President Trump's not really all that rich. And Mark Cuban basically explained to him every billionaire's got his money tied up in assets like this, and it's a smart thing to do. These people all think if you don't have $2-3 billion cash on hand, you're not a billionaire, but that's not how it works. And the Democrat brain is too simple-minded to be able to understand that.
Well, you know, they said the same thing about Elon Musk. When Elon Musk got ready to buy Twitter, the world's richest man, then when he got ready to buy it and he said, well, I'm going to back out, then they started saying, oh, see that he doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the money, but they're going to force him. I hope the judge forces him to buy it. He doesn't have the money. They're going to force him to buy it. I'm like, are people actually listening to these people? They say one thing and then they'll say another. And that is a reason why it's so dangerous. It is very dangerous. This case is going before the Supreme Court. And if the court rules that the government has the right to go in and censor or to collude with the social media, we're all in trouble because it's going to impact us all. And that will mean that the media can continue to lie. They can continue to control the narrative. They can continue with their indoctrination because that's all that's happening right now. And that is a threat to democracy. Now, I want to mention someone else because I know we're coming up against the time. Guess who the left is rolling out again, Andrew? Christine Blasey Ford. She was on The View earlier this week hawking a book that she's selling. Did you see it, Andrew? Did you see her appearance?
I didn't see it, but once again, I read about it.
Okay, well, you have to see it to believe it because she's had plastic surgery. They're trying to make her look younger, more attractive. She still has that annoying voice. They're doing the same thing, the makeover that they did to, E. Jean Carroll.
And we all know she's rich after all the Democrats paid her off to those lies about Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's rich. E. Jean Carroll. They did the same thing to Cassie Hutchinson. They dolled them all up and made them look like glamour girls. I thought, are you serious? And see, I was going to say we should be allowed to call it out. Well, I don't know why I'm saying we should, because I'm calling it out. She's had plastic surgery because she was a train wreck earlier when she came out, just like E. Jean Carroll.
Very
but then
well
he went
said.
in and gave them this glamour look to make them come out to soften their look so that people would say, oh, they're so sorry. We feel so sorry for them. No, she's the same liar. She's making up lies. And men should be standing together and calling this out, because this could be your husband, your son, your uncle, or your brother that they could be lying about.
Yeah, shame on Christine Blasey Fraud. This is a horrible woman. This woman took money to smear a family man, make up this horrible story. She is just rotten. And I have a feeling there's a special place for her in the afterlife. Anyone that would do the kind of things that she has done to a great man like Brett Kavanaugh and his family, it was beyond the pale. But I guess that's for her to answer to someday. And yeah, I mean, she's loaded, obviously, as we said, from taking all these payouts to make up all these lies. And here she is for round two to try to collect some more cash. She's probably waiting for something to happen controversial with Kavanaugh, but he's not very controversial. So nothing has happened. So she's just coming out of the woodwork, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll say this one last thing. She's coming out of the woodworks because she wants the attention. And again, we're up against another election year, and they want to use this for abortion the same way they put Kamala Harris at an abortion center to talk about abortions. One last thing. I know we've got to go. One last thing. I want to just throw this in there. Don Lemon, I don't know if you guys saw this, but I know you guys heard about the interview that he had with Elon Musk. Well, apparently he tried to strong arm Elon Musk into giving him a ride aboard Elon Musk rocket because he wanted to be the first podcast in space. That's how important Don Lemon, the dumbest man on TV, who used to be on TV, thinks that he is. Andrew, had to throw that in there.
Yeah, very well spoken. Well, guys, hard to believe we're already out of time tonight. The show went by fast. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud. Stay tuned. We've got some great shows lined up for you guys next week. Some great discussions. Our old friend, Joshua Spotic, astrophysicist, will be joining us once again. It's been a while since he's been on, so we look forward to talking to him. And just so many topics to discuss. I'm sure that next week the news is going to be crazy once again, and we'll be here to cover it all. Stay tuned on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud. You can find it on the America Out Loud iHeartRadio channel, Spotify, Pandora, Stitcher, wherever you stream, or go to americaoutloud.news. If you've got Amazon Alexa, all you got to do is ask her to play America Out Loud Talk Radio, and she'll play it up every night. We're available at 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.